I would say they had a weak spell.
Okay.
Or they just got sick. Some of them faint, you know.
Yeah.
Well, when you faint or had a weak spell, it's the same thing. It's just that you fall to the floor. When sometimes you just get a weak spell and you just get weak and sit down, and when you're fainting, you just fall to the floor.
What was that disease that people used to get? Children got it and they would choke to death at night?
You mean diphtheria?
Okay. And the disease that would make your eyes turn yellow, what was that called?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And if you had a pain down here in your side, that was what? You had a case of?
Appendix. It could be appendix, and then, well, it could be a...
Case of what? Case of appendix?
Kidneys.
Yeah. You got a case of what? Appendicitis?
And yeah. Well, the name for it is appendicitis, you know.
Yeah.
But we just makes it short and say appendix.
Okay. Now, when you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come up, you say you...
Spit up.
Okay, or...
Vomit.
Okay, or other ways of saying it. When somebody drinks too much liquor, they go out and do it. They go out and...
Well, they say spit up. Now, we used to say it was vomiting.
Which is the more crude term, you'd say?
That they were doing when they spit up?
Yeah.
I say vomiting.
Okay, that's crude or that's less crude?
Well, okay. When you say crude, what do you mean?
Well, I mean less nicer to say.
Well, vomiting, just not a proper word to use.
Yeah.
If you say spit up or nauseated, you know.
Or you might say he had to go back to the bathroom, he was feeling sick.
Yeah.
Sick where? Sick.
I'd say he was sick of his stomach.
Sick of his stomach.
Any of those words would sound better than saying vomiting. They just don't, many people use vomiting anymore. Most of the old people do. They always say spit up or sick of the stomach or heaving up. Or something like that.
Uh-huh. Now, when you invite somebody to come over to your house, you'd say, now, if he doesn't come, I'll
be disappointed.
Okay. Or you might say, anytime you can come over, we'll be...
Happy to see you. Or we'll be glad for you to come.
Okay. Would you ever say, we'll be proud to see you?
No.
What?
I wouldn't say that. I would just say if you can come over, I'll certainly be happy because we've been waiting for you. We'd all be glad to see you.
Okay.
No, I use the word proud like if somebody did something unusually good. And I say, well, I'm certainly proud of you. That's wonderful. You did fine. That's when I use the word of pride, you know.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to see somebody that's coming to visit me or some of the children that's coming in town, I wouldn't say I was proud of them because I didn't have anything to be proud of. You know, I would just say that I'm so happy to see you. But to be proud of something, I would say that's something somebody did.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, to a child who was misbehaving, you say?
She was very naughty.
If you do that again, I'm going to have to...
Give you a spanking, or I'd punish you.
I'll...
Give you a whipping?
Yeah.
Yeah. They use the word, give them a good whipping or spanking, or I'll get the ruler behind you. I used to tell them I was going to get the comb behind with a brush.
Yeah.
You wind up with a cat nine tail, you know what that is? That's a razor strap with a 7 or 8 lashes to it.
Yeah.
And it's nailed on a handle.
How did you and your husband meet? Can you tell me?
Yes. My brother married first. He was married to my husband's first cousin.
Yeah.